is ein mitzarfen. If he has two boards, in other words, each board like is only wide, two tzvachim wide, that's all. Together it's wide, four tzvachim. It says Allah ein mitzarfen. It doesn't become possible. Reb Meir says no. Af nisorim kisadinim. Even two boards. If you have to add up the sides of two boards together it makes four tzvachim, it also passes the sukkah. If these four tzvachim are in the middle of the sukkah, not near the walls, in the middle of the sukkah, away dalad amis from the walls, that you can't say daif and akumam, then in the middle of the sukkah, if you have posla schach going across the sukkah wide, four tzvachim, the sukkah is posel. So Remeyah says, I could even put two boards together, also equals the shear of four tzvachim, and makes the sukkah posel. So it's a machlokes Remeyah and Rav Yehuda, if you can put two boards together or not. So Gemara says like this, Bishleim al Shmuel, it's good according to Shmuel the Yomar, Bishain ben arbo machlokes. There's even a machlokes when it's not wide, four tzvachim. Avu yesh ben arbo, but when the board was wide, four tzvachim, divrei hakol psula, then everybody holds his posel. So according to Shmuel, it comes out good, the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. My mitzdarfin, so what does Rav Meir mean to say, the nesorim are also mitzdarif, that is posel, mitzdarfin li arbo, it's mitzdarfin to make it arbo, that it becomes posel for arbo tzvachim. In other words, according to Rav Meir, if you have one board that's three tzvachim wide, so that's called posel eschach. But this one board by itself, since it's only three tzvachim wide, less than dalat tzvachim, it doesn't pass for the whole sukkah. But let's say you have two boards there now, that they're both three tzvachim wide, so both boards are posel according to Shmuel, according to Rav Meir. You can't use these boards, so you have now six tzvachim of posel eschach. And these six tzvachim are in the middle of the sukkah, it's good why the sukkah is posel. So according to Shmuel is good, why according to Ramey you could put two and two together. You add the two boards. If each board by itself is less than four tzvachim, so each board by itself does not passel the sukkah, even though it's posel eschach, but you add the two together, now you have a space of more than four tzvachim of posel eschach, the sukkah becomes posel. El le Rav, but according to Rav, that Rav Shita is the Yomar, b'sheyesh ben arbo machlokes. The old machlokes, the only time Rav Meir says it's possible, if you have a board that's wide four tefachim. Avul ein behem abo, let's say the board is less than four tefachim wide, then Rav says, divrei hakol kshera. Everybody, even Rav Meir holds, you're allowed to use those boards and make those schach with it. You can take boards three and a half tefachim wide and make your whole schach with it. It's kosher. There's no gzeres. So if so, hechi dami. How do we have this machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda here if it's mitzdarfin two nesorim or not? If you have two boards in the middle of the sukkah, mashma, each one by itself doesn't pass all the schach. You need two of them together. How do you have the case you need two of them together? If we're talking about that the board now is wide for tzvachim, so it's good why according to Rav Meir it's possible. Rav Meir holds the gzeres tikra that a board wide for tzvachim you can't use for schach. But the question is then, lo malul it's the rufei. Why does Rav Meir say I could put the two and two together? Why do you have to put two boards together? Because four tefachim by itself passes the sukkah. So if you're telling me now we're talking about a board that's wide four tefachim, so this one board by itself, if it's going straight across the middle of the sukkah, it's away from the wall more than four amis. You can't say daif and akuma. So in the middle of the sukkah, four tefachim passes the sukkah. So why do I have to put two and two together, two boards together? One board by itself passes the sukkah. So why does Rav Meir have to say, Omer af nisarim kisadinim, that nisarim, the two boards, also can equal together like two mats? What do you have to put the two together for? If each board by itself is wide four tefachim, that alone passes the sukkah. The elamai you want to tell me, e de les buah bo elamai, you tell me now these two boards, each one is less than four tefachim wide, of azayamai, then the kashra is, according to Rav, why does Rav Meir say him starfit? To pass on the sukkah, why? V'akana b'yalmaninu. Rav said that if it's less than four tefachim wide, even according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's called like regular bamboo sticks. There's no gzeres tikra. So you can make the whole sukkah. You can have 10 of them like that. It still won't be starf to pass on, because as long as the boards are less than four tefachim wide, it's kosher schach. How could Rav Meir say I'm eating two boards together to make it possible? There's no way to add two together. If each one is less than four, they're kosher. You can have 10 together. It's kosher. Elamai, each one by itself is four. So you don't have to put two and two together. It's enough that one alone makes the schach possible. So how does Shmuel learn pshat? How does Rav learn pshat this price? So Gemara sounds like this. Le'aylam, true, I'll tell you, diyisbo abo. True, Rav learns that Remeya only says the board is posel if it's wide for tvachim. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that Remeya says there is a gzeres tikra, you can't use a board wide for tvachim, because the gzera you'll use your house, your regular roof. So we have to be talking about now that Remeya says it's posel, the board is wide for tvachim. Then the question was, oh my mitzvahfin, what do you mean you have to add two and two, one and one together? The one by itself is posel. And if the Gemara mitzvahfin liar ba'amis minatzad, I'll tell you, mitzvahfin liar ba'amis minatzad. In other words, we're talking about now that these boards, you know where they are, they're near the wall. They're not 4 amas away from the wall. So since they're not 4 amas away from the wall, that we always say, when you have the walls of the sukkah, the first 4 amas on the tchach, even if it's posel tchach, still the sukkah is kosher. Because we say doifen akumah. We look as if this wall is extended now and makes a right turn, and the first 4 amas of posel tchach is part of the wall. So I don't care if it's posel tchach, it's part of the wall now. The sukkah first starts after the 4 amas. So you know what I'm talking about tchach now? That right here, these 4 tchachim, you have now a few boards. So first you have pieces of metal sticking out, let's say 3 amas. Now, the last amma, you have 2 planks of wood. Each one is wide 4 tefachim. So if you would have just had 1 piece of wood there, 4 tefachim is less than an amma. Let's say an amma 6 tefachim. So since it's less than 4 amas away from the wall, that one board would become Daifan Akuma and still be kosher. But now that you have 2 boards there, so 2 boards are 8 tefachim. 8 tefachim is already more than an amma. So now you have more than 4 amas of posel tchach. That's why the sukkah is kosher. Puzzle. So even according to Rava, comes out good also. We're talking about the boards are wide 4 tefachim. And if you, the whole Remei Yeshiter, is boards wide 4 tefachim, is possible with Rabban as the Gzeres Tikra. But just the one board is not possible by itself, because it's not in the middle of the sukkah, it's at the side of the sukkah. It's near the Daifen. And we add up these 2 boards to make it now the Possel of Tzach sticks out more than 4 amas. So you add the 2 together, now you have 4 amas worth of Possel of Tzach. You can't say Daifen Akumar anymore. That's why it's possible. The Kopar Masana Kasher and Rav, that Remeya only says it's possum when you have a board wide 4 tefachim. Less than 4 tefachim, still it's kosher. In the Loch, we talk a paskin like Rav. We paskin it's only possum if the board is wide 4 tefachim. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, but let's say Bismana is there. They build roofs. They'll use, let's say, a 1x6 piece of wood. Could be then you shouldn't use a 1x6 piece of wood. Because since they use it to build roofs with, you shouldn't use such a wide piece of wood. Like, you only need 4 tefachim, according to Rav, because that's the way they used to build it at his times. In the times of the Gemara and Rashi's times, they used to build the roofs with wide boards. It was wide 4 tefachim. Less than 4 tefachim, they did not use it. But lo yitzuya today, they would build roofs also like that. I don't think they do it, but if they would do it, it would also be possible not to use it. However, the Ketchila is brought down, you should never use wide woods. You shouldn't use wide ones altogether. At least to make the whole schach like that. There's another chesaron involved. Another chesaron we'll see later on is that you can't have tchach so good tied together that the rain can't come in. If rain can't come in, then it's also gzera, looks like a tikra. That's what also some learn pshat here, gzera is tikra. Some learn gzera is tikra means here that if rain is such good, the tchach is so close and heavy together, the rain can't fall through, it also looks like the roof of your house, not like a sukkah. So also you shouldn't use wide boards and put them close together to make the whole tchach that way, because also it will stop the rain from coming in. But the halacha we hold like Rabbi. Ikar Adin is only 4 tefachim, less than that is kosher. Right, the Lishna Achrin, another lashon is like this. Bishlei Malishmuel, it comes out good according to Shmuel, the Omar Bishain Ben Arbo Machlekes. The Machlekes, when Rabbi Nebi Huder is, when it's less than 4 tefachim. That's when even when Rabbi is still it's possible. Abu Yesh Ben Arbo, but when the boards are wide, 4 tefachim, Divrei Hakol Psula, even Rabbi Yehuda is also moider than his posel. So that's good. My mitzdarfen, what does it mean it's mitzdarfen here? Mitzdarfen liarbamis. Liarbamis minatzad. Divrei Hakol Psula, right, so then, according to Shmuel, my mitzdarfen, what do you mean mitzdarfen? What do you have to put 2 and 2 together, like 1 and 1 together? 1 by itself is possible. Since you have the board wide, 4 tefachim, 4 tefachim is possible, no sukkah. The Teretz is, we're talking about minatzad. It's not in the middle of the schach, but it's near the wall. So since it's near the wall, the first 4 amas, we say daif nakuma.
So we're mitzaref now that these two boards make it, the poslas schach sticks out more than 4 amas away from the wall, then you can't say defen akuma, then it's posl. Elo le Rav, but according to Rav, so that Rav says, no, the whole machlek is only when it's wide 4 tvachim. And even then, Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. So bishleim le Reb Meir, I understand according to Reb Meir, my mitzaref, and what does Reb Meir mean to say that the two boards are mitzaref, you put the two together, mitzarefen liyar barmas minatzad. I can understand that according to Rav also. And that's what Remeya says, if you have these two boards, and both of them are wide 4 tvachim, that according to Remeya Shita, each one is possible. But you know why you have to put one and one together? Because it's talking about near the wall to make it a shear of 4 amas away from the wall. That's good. But the question is like this. This is the Lishna Achrina. El al Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Omer, according to Rav, it holds. Afilu yesh b'ma book sheira, even if the board is wide 4 tvachim. We have Yudishit, there is no Gzeres Tikra. You're allowed to use it for Schach. So my aim is Tarfin. What does the Rabbi Yehuda have to say? He says a Lashon, the Tanakhama says, Shnei Sadinim is Tarfin. If you have two mats, they come together to make Posla Schach. Of a Shnei Nisar Meim is Tarfin. But if you have two boards, they're not Mitztarf. And the Chur is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So if Yehuda holds, according to Rav, that the board that's wide 4 tvachim is kosher as Schach, Imam is allowed to make the whole sukkah that way, so you don't say such a lashon, aim it starfen. Like you can't add one and one together. Pshiti, you can't add the two together. It's mamash kosher eschach, it's like using bamboo sticks. You can't tell me, you know, if you use two bamboo sticks, we don't add the two together to make it possible. Like why should you say it's possible? That's what you're allowed to use for schach. So according to Rav, according to Rav Yehuda, that he holds, even though it's wide 4 tvachim, there's no gzeres tikra, you're allowed to use this board now for schach. So why does his lashon to say aim it's tarfin? I don't put the two boards together to make any psul. Like pshiti, you don't put the two together. It's mamish kanim. It's mamish kosher eschach. You have to tell me that kosher eschach. You don't put two and two together to pasul it. So that's the kasha. And Rabbi Yehuda the Yomer, afilu yesh ben abok sheira, my aim it's tarfin. What's this lashon you're telling me? You should know these two added up together don't pasul the sukkah. Kanim bialmeninu. These are stam kanim. Avadu is kosher. Like the regular kosher l'schach. So Marenta Zenachanami, I did the Kama Rav Meir, since at the end of the Braisa Rav Meir says, Mitzarfin, his shittim is no, the board that's wide 4 tvachim is post l'schach, so you have to add one and one together, sometimes when it's near the wall, that you have to make 4 amas, not to say Deif and Akuma. So since Rav Meir said the Lashon Mitzarfin, I'm Rav Yudei Mitzarfin. Rav Yudei also said this Lashon of Eim Mitzarfin, I'm not going to put one and one together. But really it's Pshita. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds a board wide 4 tvachim with mamash kosher eschach. So Pshita, you don't put the two together. He only says this Lashon because Ramea says such a Lashon, he says Eim is Tarfin. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosid the Rav, Tanya Kavosid the Shmuel. I'll bring you a Braisa Raya to Rav's din, that the Machleike says where it's wide 4 tvachim, and still Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher, you're allowed to make schach from boards wide 4 tvachim, and Tanya Kavosid, and Tanya Kavos to Shmuel, I have a right like Shmuel that says no. When it's wide 4 tvachim, everybody holds this posel. The Machlokes says between 3 and 4 tvachim. Whereas a Tanya Kavos to the Rav, I'll bring your raya to Rav. We have a raya for the price like Rav. Then it's like this, it says later, Sichcha b'nesorim shaleris. Let's say you made your schach with boards made out of cedar wood. Shein b'mabu, that each board is less than 4 tvachim wide. Is divrei hakok shera. Everybody holds this kosher. Rav Meir also says it's kosher. Is this a riot to Rav? That where's the machlokes only, but yesh b'mabu, when the boards are wide 4 tvachim, then it's the machlokes. That Rav Meir, poisel, Rav Meir has the gzeres tikra, you can't use a board that's so wide, because then it looks like the roof of your house. People will think you're allowed to eat in the house. If you have Yehuda machsher, if Yehuda holds still is kosher, it's not much a riot to Rav. That if Yehuda holds this kosher, even though it's wide 4 tvachim, still is kosher, if Yehuda does not hold from the gzeres tikra. Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda likes bringing a riot to himself. Rabbi Yehuda, Maise, once happened a story, Peshas HaSakona. There was a Sash HaSakona, Rashi learns, Shegozer Oivdik Echovim Gzer Ala Mitzvahs. The Goyim made a Gzer that the Jews are not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So it's Poshas HaSakona's Tefoshas to do a mitzvah. So it was a Sash HaSakona, Shevionu Nesorim, we were caroling boards, Shehoyu Ben Arba, that were wide 4 tvachim, Vesichachnu Agave Mirfesis. And we put it on top of our porches. We yashavnu tachtayim, and we ate underneath this for our sukkah. That was a Yehuda's raya that they used boards that were wide 4 tvachim. They put it on top of their porches, and they ate there b'teras sukkah. So you see, you're allowed to use the board that's wide for tefachim for the tzchach. So Gemara says, Omru loy. So the Rabbanim answered back, like Reb Meir said back to Yehuda, Misham raya, from there you want to bring me a proof. Ein shas hasakona raya. You can't bring me any proof at a time of a shas hasakona. A shas hasakona means it's a pekuach nefesh, like you can't make a regular sukkah. So then the Rabbanim were makel. In other words, at normal times the Rabbanim said, don't use a board that's wide for tefachim, because it looks like you're sitting on the own roof of the house. But b'shas ha-sakona, you can't take small boards, because if you carry small boards in the street, the goyim will see you're going to make a sukkah, they'll kill you. But like this, if you're carrying a wide board that's 4 tefachim wide, then the goyim won't know you're doing a shame sukkah. The goyim will think you want to make a porch. They'll think you want to make a roof. So therefore, b'shas ha-sakona, the Rabbanim ha-moida, there's no gzeres tikra, will let you use the schach, even though it's wide 4 tefachim, because it's better to have this schach than have nothing. But at b'shlei b'shas ha-sakona, at normal times, when you could have narrower boards, there, with the Rabbanan, it's possible to use wider boards. That's what the Rabbanan say, there's no raya from this case. And Allah Rosh was that way. About if it's a shas ha-sakona, that you're not allowed to use, the goyim will kill you. So then you are allowed to take wide boards. Because then the Rabbanim didn't make any gzeres, like the Rabbanim would rather you, hakol ponim, use a sukkah that's kosher midiraisa, even though it's very wide, than sit in your house. So the Rabbanim let you take these wide boards. Mashenkin, when it's not a shas ha-sakona, then Reb Meir Shitri, there's a gzeres with the Rabbanim, a loch leod like Reb Meir, that you're not allowed to use a wide board that you make roofs from. Because it's a gzera, people think, Mali's sitting in the sukkah, Mali's sitting in my house. So Mar Tanya Kavos Shmuel. We have another Brice or Raya to Shmuel. Says like this, Sichacha bin Esarim Shel Eres. Again, you use chach, made out of wood, pieces of wood from the air of the cedar tree. Sheesh b'em abur. Now if it's wide, 4 tefachim wide, you use these boards, Divrei HaKapsula. Everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds this postal. Amish like Shmuel Shita. Ein b'em abur. Let's say the boards are not wide 4 tefachim, then it depends. Rav Meir, Poyser, Rav Meir still holds this posel, still the cloud of Zerah Tikra. That since sometimes people do make the roofs from 3 tefachim wide, and using 3 tefachim, we're afraid maybe you use 4 tefachim, it's one Zerah that's also posel. Rav Yehuda Mahashir, Rav Yehuda doesn't know it's kosher. Since the board is not 4 tefachim wide, it's less than 4 tefachim, there's no Zerah Tikra, it's kosher. But Umayda, Rav Meir is Umayda. Shemyesh bein neser le neser kamo le neser. Let's say in between one piece of wood and the other piece of wood, there's a blank space of the same size of the woods. In other words, even though the woods is taka wide, either 4 tefachim wide, or else they're wide 3 tefachim according to Rameyah Shita's posel. And according to Shmuel, if it's wide more than 3 tefachim, it's also posel. So you have these boards wide 3 tefachim. Next to one another, but you have a space in between them, the same space as the board itself. Then it's kosher. Shemyesh be nesla neser, kamola neser, in between one board and another board, you have space opening, the same size of the board. Shemaniach pesel b'neim. Pesel means the Rashi says psoilus. And as we had, what's kosher eschach? Kosher eschach is psoilus. The psoilus of the yikav and the gurin. You're supposed to use the leftover shaft of the wheat, or the leftover twigs of the grapes. That's kosher eschach. So in other words, if you put kosher eschach in this space, then it's kosher. Uksheri becomes kosher. So Rashi has a ganza kimta. We're talking about now in a case that the boards are like 4 amis, only within 4 amis from the wall. So mele, the boards, you say, doifen akuma. On both sides, the boards this way is within 4 amis from the wall, and this way it's within 4 amis from the wall. Because mamish, in the middle of the sukkah, that's where you have this nest, that's where you have the kosher schach. So in the middle of the sukkah, you have the kosher schach, that's why the schach is kosher. That's why the sukkah is kosher. So that's mekimta. We'll see more bariches later on. That's what Rashi says. Lekamin, Rashi says here, Shim yesh ben nesla neser. Well, the kamim mukilo of the sukkah bashmeina. Sukkah that's 8 amis, but exactly 8 amis wide. The chiyoyev neser or pesol ad emtza mahay gisa v'chayz v'masko mitzid hasheni v'noyz the neser tchil v'achkach pesol k'mochein ad emtzoyiz hevelu shnei psolim b'yemtza v'ein shal shmeina tfochim v'ikehech shesukkah. In other words, you start out the sukkah like you have a wall here and a wall here, and it's exactly 8 amos in between. So if you start out now, first put a postle piece of wood, then leave it empty, then a postle piece of wood, then empty, this and this. So it comes out that the middle two spaces are going to be empty. So the middle two spaces is wide 8 tfachim. 8 tfachim is a heksha sukkah. So each board now is 4 tfachim wide. So first put a board, 4 tfachim, space 4 tfachim. A board, 4 tfachim, space 4 tfachim. Then the other way, the same thing also. A board, 4 tfachim, space, a board, space. So the two spaces in the middle is exactly 8 tfachim. That's a heksha sukkah. So that's the way the sukkah would be kosher. The sides, we say, doifen akuma, and the middle, 8 tfachim, that's a kosher schach. So even according to Shmuel Shita, even according to Rameya, that holds this board, Zapostle, but if you have in the middle of the space of 8 tfachim with kosher schach, it becomes kosher. Vaitu moidi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's moida, shim nosan olei neser, shu rochev abo tfachim, ksheira. That if you have a board that's wide 4 tfachim, even though according to Shmuel Shita, it's possible according to everybody, but we're talking about you put this board near the wall, so you say doifen akuma, it doesn't pass through the sukkah, sukkah's ksheirim, but v'yein yishonim tach tachtav. But you're not allowed to sleep underneath this board, because since l'maitzah this board is wide 4 tfachim, it's possible midrabonin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel. V'ayoshen tachtav, if somebody does sleep underneath this board, lo yotzi dechavosai. Midrabonin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The rabbonin said the sukkah is a possible schach. You're not sleeping on the kosher schach. It's you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Itma, we're not like this. Hovchon al tzidayin. What's going to be now if you take this board? Let's say it's wide 4 tfachim. So it's possible according to Shmuel. It's possible according to everybody. La loch according to Rav. It's only possible according to Rameya. La loch according to Rameya. It's possible. What's going to be now when you make it for schach? You don't put it down flat, the width of the 4 tfachim in the top of the sukkah. You stand it up. That its width is only 1 tefach, let's say. And now it's high, 4 tfachim. What's going to be the locha? You make your schach like this. The board's going straight up. What's going to be the locha? Is it kosher or not? His hofchon al tzidein. Is Rav Huna or Mapsula? Huna says, no, still it's possible. In other words, since this board is wide 4 tfachim, the Rabbanan said this board cannot be used for schach. It's like the Gemara soon says, like a piece of metal. You take a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's possible schach. For Rav Chizda, Rav Avarafuna, Amri, no ksheira. They hold this kosher. There's only Xera Tikra when it looks like a roof. If you're using the boards flat, 4 tefachim. But if the boards are high up, that the width of the board now is only 1 tefach, and it's high 4 tefachim, there's no Xera Tikra. So Rav says, Ikloi Rav Nachman, the Surah. Rav Nachman went into Surah, the place. Oyel Agabe Rav Chizda Rav Avrafuna. Rav Chizda Rav Huna went to visit Rav Nachman. Is Amrulah said, yes, Rav Nachman. Hovchon al tzidayin maho. What's going to be this halachi? You take the board that's wide 4 tefachim and you stand it upwards now. That now the width covering the schach is only 1 tefach. Is Amrulah psula. He said the halachi is like psula. It's like Rav Huna paskin before, and that's the halachi stak is posel. Why? Nasu kishvudin shamatches. Because we look at it as if it's a piece of metal. And a piece of metal, no matter how you turn it upside down, it's possible schach. A piece of metal is makabel tum, it's no good. Same with the rabbanon, since this board is wide for tzvachin, the rabbanon said it's possible schach, no matter how you use it. Now, omalu rafuna. So rafuna said, lo yamri lechu, like amri kavosi, like why didn't you say over, like I said this way? Like that was my memory, I said it was possible. Is omalu, the answer back to rafuna, o mi omalu mar taima, true, you said it was possible, but you did not explain yourself. You didn't say the reasoning. So since you didn't say the reasoning, we didn't say it over in your name. So he said, Miyam Lamar, time of like Kablinu Mineh, like you didn't say over reasoning. If you would have said a reasoning, we would have been Mekabel, we would have listened to you. Omalhu, so if who answered back, O mi b'isu minoyi time of Loyamr Lachu, like did you ever ask me a question? Did you ask me the reason I didn't answer you? No, you should have asked me. So since you didn't ask me, I still have a taino, why didn't you say it over in my name? So Mar says, now, Lema Messiah, I bring you another raya to Rav Huna. And that's the locha that's possible. If you have a board that's wide for tzvachim, even though you put it upwards on the schach, still it's possible. Leim mesayle, einu machzekes kedei roishav rubei v'shachonoi. If you have a sukkah that's too small, it's not even 7 tzvachim by 7 tzvachim, you can't fit your head v'rubei and your shochet in the sukkah. Oy shenifritza bar pirtza. Or else you had wider walls, but on the bottom of the wall there was a pirtza. That with the less than, there's more than 3 tfachim off the ground, there was a hole there. Or, shenifritza bar pirtza kadei, sheyazdaka bo gedi bevas rosh.
nor as a kid could walk through the mechitza.
As always we say, when a mechitza is hanging, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the ground, we say love it. It's considered like it's attached, it comes down to the ground, it's a good mechitza. If the mechitza, though, is off the ground more than, or exactly 3 tefachim, that's the shear that a kid could go through it. But bas rosh means easily, not to squash himself. That's the shear, we don't say love it. So the mechitza is not touching the ground, it's not called the mechitza then. A mechitza has to start off by the ground. If it's within 3 tefachim, we say love it, it's also attached to the ground. But if you have a mechitza that the bottom part of the mechitza broke, there's a pirtza broke in there, that the bottom 3 tefachim is a hole there, so the achriz is posla aschach, it's posla wall. That's not called a good mechitza. Or she nifritza bar pirtza, a hole took place in the wall, kadesh she is daka bogdi bevas rosh. On the bottom gimel tefachim, that the kid could walk through it. This posla. Or else you put a piece of wood on the schach, that's white for tefachim. Even though only 3 tefachim of it went in the sukkah. Still psula. That was the last halacha. So the last halacha of the raya. Hechi dami, what's the case talking about? It's talking about now you have a board that's white for tefachim, and you did not use all 4 tefachim for schach. You only used 3 tefachim of it. How could that be? So it means it was wide 4 tefachim, and like the width was 3 tefachim. So you turned it upside down now, and now it's only 3 tefachim wide on the schach. And still it says it's possible. That's the right to Rav Huna. So Mara says, Lloyd, maybe that's not the pshat here. I'll tell you, Hoke b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about now? We're going the ancho apu medimetalalosa. You put this board that's wide 4 tefachim, mamish the way it is now, wide 4 tefachim, you put down on the schach. But you put it at the opening, the entrance of the sukkah. The ayot tlosa legavor, that 3 tefachim, the width of 3 tefachim, is takam inside the sukkah, using a mamash paschach. The apik chad labar, but 1 tefach of this board is sticking out in front of the sukkah. In other words, the board was true wide 4 tefachim, and it was lying flat, 4 tefachim was lying down. But 1 tefach of it was sticking out in front of the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. So only 3 tefachim of it really was being used for schach to cover up the sukkah itself. The locher is in such a case. If it would have been kosher schach sticking out, that's a gemara later will have, that you're allowed to use that part for kosher sukkah. That psul hayotzim in a sukkah, the postular part sticks out in front of the sukkah, the klal is v'chol psul hayotzim in a sukkah, nidin kesukkah. The part of that board that's sticking out in front of the sukkah has a locha like the sukkah itself. So if it would have been kosher schach, you'd be allowed to eat underneath that tefach. But now that you use the board that's wide 4 tefachim, true only 3 tefachim is mamash on top of the sukkah. But since the extra tefach is sticking out also has a locha like a sukkah, so now it's called using a board wide 4 tefachim for schach, it's possible. So this mele you have no right to Rav Huna. It could be it's only possible because it's lying down on its width. It's mamish wide 4 tefachim. But if you'd stand it up, that it'd only be 3 tefachim or less than that, maybe it would be kosher. So we don't have a riot to Rav Huna. But our core part of the locher is like Rav Huna, that once the board is wide 4 tefachim, no matter how you put it on top of the schach, even though you're standing it up, still it's possible. Because it has a locher like metal, it's possible. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Tikra Shein or Leah Maziva. If you have a